A Guelph man convicted of attempted murder has had his sentence reduced by 4 months after a second trial in relation to a 2018 stabbing. Anthony Brutsese was sentenced to 7 years and 8 months in jail on Monday. His original conviction, an 8-year jail sentence in 2021, was overturned by the Ontario Court of Appeal. The difference from the original sentence imposed is what is called the Downs credit, where Brutsese was given credit for being subject to strict bail conditions. Brutsese was found guilty for a second time in December for an incident that happened in a Food Basics parking lot. In her decision, Justice Cynthia Peterson noted Brutsese told the victim more than once he was unworthy of life, and that it would be easy to kill him. In the minutes prior to the stabbing, at the Food Basics Plaza, he threatened to kill the victim if a third man at the scene did not convince the victim to go back home, she wrote. He then stabbed the victim with sufficient force to puncture his abdomen twice. Then he left him lying on the ground in an empty parking lot where he was unlikely to be noticed by anyone who could render or summon emergency medical assistance. It was determined the Crown proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Brutsese meant to kill the victim when he stabbed him. The victim survived the incident when he was found by a passerby minutes later. The incident itself stemmed from an argument over cocaine. Before the evening began, Brutsese and the victim did not know each other but became acquainted at a local bar. In May 2023, a new trial was ordered after Brutsese successfully argued Justice Gordon Lemon made errors in the original trial. It was reported Lemon told the jury to ignore a suggestion by the defense that a lack of victim's blood on Brutsese's clothes does give rise to reasonable doubt. In addition to the jail sentence, a DNA order was reimposed, along with a weapons ban and a no-contact order. It was also learned Monday that the victim died last fall of causes unrelated to the incident.